influential and powerful women in social media. Ranks as a Twitter elite user and is a recipient of numerous business achievement awards. And obviously our workshop today, workshop two, is a focus on social media and how it's changing the PR landscape. So with that, I leave it to Nancy.
Hi everybody. I'm always too tall for microphones, so I'm gonna take off my shoes. I'm literally extremely tall, but you know. We're never equipped with microphones for people like me. I'm going to be having all of our panelists actually introduce themselves in just a moment and also share the context in which they're using social media. Now there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be popping up into your head while we're talking, and one of them is going to be, can you just explain Twitter? Okay. Now, we're not going to be doing a Twitter boot camp today, although I do know that there is something coming up on July 16th, Twitter 101. So if we thoroughly confuse you with some of our geek talk, you know that you're a good candidate for this workshop. The other part of it is that, you know, what I'd really like our panelists to focus on is how we're using these as strategies. What is social media and how do we use it in our profession? So that's going to be the focus of it. And as you are listening, you might want to just jot down any thoughts or any questions that are coming up for you, because about halfway through we will stop for Q&A. And I'd rather you just start jotting down the questions, because through the course of our conversation here, we might actually answer some of the questions that you have. But I wanted to find out, first of all, how many of you are using social media? Okay, how many are you using social media because you feel that you want to? You think it's so much fun. And how many of you feel using social media because you feel like you have to? It's like, oh, darn it, yet another thing I have to do. Okay, Facebook users? All right. Twitter users? Okay, LinkedIn? Other? Okay, we've got a couple others. Usually that's how it happens. Just to give you a few quick statistics to understand what's happening with social media, it seems that everything really exploded in the last year. About a year ago, all of a sudden, you know, Facebook, you couldn't go anywhere without Facebook. And then you start hearing about LinkedIn. And it was earlier this year that Twitter really took off and exploded. Just to let you know that there's been some very interesting research on social media. Facebook is, you know, their number of members and users grows by the hundreds of millions. And so that is something that you definitely want to look at. There was some interesting research on LinkedIn. 63% of the people on LinkedIn are decision makers. I found that to be a very interesting statistic. Twitter, since the beginning of the year, has enjoyed over 50% increase of users each month. March and April, they definitely hit their peak thanks to a couple people named Ashton and Oprah. And suddenly, you know, I think my mom is on Twitter now. I mean, just because Oprah is. So you're going to find it definitely peaked with a lot of curiosity seekers earlier this year. And some of the numbers are starting to level off. However, it's an extremely effective way to get across to your peeps. And so that's what I wanted to just start off and share a little bit of information with. We're going to be introducing our panelists. And what I'm going to have to do is we're just going to start here, left to right, have each panelist introduce himself or herself, business name, website, and also just a little bit about your business and how you're using social media. So we're going to start with you.
My name is Martin Canciola, and I currently work at eLocal Listing. They're a local search marketing firm, and I use social media. You know, I use Twitter. I use it to research new things happening on the web, different things in SEO, social media, video SEO. Because when you do a search in Google now, it's like everything's kind of, it stays pretty much the same because things change like slowly. But now with Twitter, it's like real-time search, real-time conversation. So you're searching about social media every 10 seconds, you got a new tweet or a new article. So it's just using it to expand my horizon, learn new things, and pass it on. And that's pretty much. My website is martincanciola.com, martincanciola.com. It's my podcast. I do the podcast.
And your Twitter name. You want to jot down?